It's spring and it's time to get outdoors, perhaps a stroll in the woods. But if you do so, Fish and Game officials remind folks to leave young animals alone as we approach the spring wildlife baby boom. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I asked Fish and Game official Roger Phillips to spell out what is the best policy for being in the woods.
There's a couple of things there. We have a lot of birds nesting this time of year. This is the baby factory time of year, you know. Just seems like everything is having young ones. And a couple of things that people need to realize is to kind of give them their space. Of course, they're adorable. Of course, we'd all love to grab and pet one. Probably don't want to do that with some of the ones with teeth. Don't want to do it with any of them. And then the other side of this is part of nature's way is these young animals sometimes are left alone so mom can go kind of do what she needs to do. And people mistake those for abandoned or lost or orphaned or whatever. That's usually not the case. So please leave those animals in the wild. You're not doing them any favors by bringing them home and trying to pass them off to somebody else, even though I know everybody's heart's in the right place. They're trying to do the right thing, but let's leave those animals in the wild.
One example that I know personally is mammals such as deer, elk, and pronghorn routinely leave their young in a secure location, moving off to feed and returning later, sometimes several hours later, to quickly feed their young and leave them again. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.